Tzoraim Tovim. Good afternoon. Okay, we are on Daf Yud Tet. Today's Daf Yud Tet. We left off at the Gemara at the bottom of 18b, Yud Chet Amud Bet. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Chulim. Okay, we are at the Gemara on Yud Chet Amud Bet 18b, beginning right now. We said we were talking about in the Mishnah something called Stam Nedarim, a general neder. If a neder is made in general, we said Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, to be strict, to be rule stringently. Whereas Uperusham, we said their explanations, if it's an explained neder, then we rule leniently. So the Gemara comes and says, V'hatanan, we have a question learned out from the Mishnah. The Mishnah comes and says, Safek Nezirut L'Hakel. If there's a Safek by a Nazir, meaning somebody says, this is a Gemara Masechet Nazir. Somebody says, I am hereby becoming a Nazir if this person coming is a Nazir. And that person went, and we don't know what happened to him. Meaning, I come and say, I'm a Nazir, if you coming towards me, if you're a Nazir. And then you left, you went somewhere, and I couldn't find you. So I don't know if you were a Nazir or not, so I don't know if I become a Nazir or not. So the Gemara says, Safek Nazirut Lahakel, we rule leniently. So you see a Safek by a Neder would be lenient, not strict. So the Gemara comes, this is a contradiction on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Stam Neder, we rule stringently. Now we're saying we rule leniently. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera comes and comments, La Kasha, this is not difficult. Ha Rabbi Elazar, it should be Rabbi Elazar. Ha Rabbanan, it's machloka between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. Detanya, as the Braita says, Ha Makdish Chayato Ubehemto. If somebody consecrates his animals, his Chaya, his wild animals, and his domestic animals. Okay? There is something that is a safek be'ema, safek chaya. We don't know if it's a domestic animal or if it's a wild animal, and that's called a koi. So the Gemara says, if somebody consecrates his wild and domesticated animals, hikdishet akoi. It's as if he also consecrated the safek animal as well. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, lo hikdishet akoi. It's not as if you consecrated the safek animal. So the Gemara explains what the machloket is. Manda amar mamono me'ayel l'sveka. Gufe nami me'ayel. The one who holds that a person takes his, meaning the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, who holds that you take your property and you can bring it into a prohibition by a case of a neder, by a case of a safek, sorry. So too, gufe nami me'ayel. He also would take one's own body, one's own person, and bring it into a case of a safek when there is an isur at hand, when it's a prohibition. Umanda amar mamono lo me'ayel esveka. And according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that you would not take your property and put it into a case of safek when it would be asur, right? By a case of a prohibition in a case of safek. So gufe, flipping the amud, kol sheken de lo me'ayel esveka. So too, one's own person would not be bringing his own person into a case of a prohibition when there's a case of safek at hand. So this is essentially the machloket. He's trying to say that this is the machloket. This is how Rabbi Zera explains it. Between the explanation in our Mishnah, we said stam neder to be strict, and stam neder we said in the Gemara to be lenient. So he says it's really a machloket between Rabbi Elazar and the opinion of Tanakama. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara comes in. Huh?
How does it help in this?
Okay, so let's look at the Mefaresh. Look at the previous Amud, the Mefaresh. Rabbi Elazar Omer lo hikdishu dakoi, delo ma'ayel inish mamune l'sfeka. A person would not take his money and put it in the case of safek. Dekoi de safeku. A koi is a safek behema, safek chaya. I min behema, I min chaya. He doesn't know if it's a type of a behema or a chaya. So me'otas sfeka lo aile lahakdish. That safek, he's not bringing into the safek of If you're being consecrating a chaya or a behema, he didn't say I'm being makdish something that's a safek behema, safek chaya. He only said being makdish something that's a chaya or a behema. V'kihechi desvira le delo ma'ayel mamone lesreka. Just like he wouldn't put his own money, his own animal that's in safek into a case of doubt, so too kosh again desvira le delo ma'ayel gufe lesreka. He wouldn't put himself into a case of doubt. Meaning, dehecha denadar v'yesh menezirut safek. If a person made a neder, and he has in the case of a neder, his nezirut is a doubt. Lo havin nazir. He's not considered a nazir. Like that guy who said, I'm a nazir if this person is a nazir. And that guy disappeared. So he doesn't become a nazir because we don't know. So the Gemara says, ulididei svirle de stam nezirut lahakel. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, the stam nezirut lahakel, like our Gemara. Whereas the Tanakama holds like our Mishnah, who says the stam nezirut, the stam neder is to be strict. That's how you explain the machloket. Okay, comes the Gemara and disagrees with Rabbi Zera. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi Zera, b'may okimta lesafek nezirut lahakel. Who did you establish the Mishnah's ruling that we said stam, that a safek, if you have a doubt by a case of nezirut, we rule leniently. Who is that? Rabbi Elazar? You said it holds like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, Ema Seifa. Go to the latter part of the Mishnah. There's another case, Masechet, I believe it's in Bechorot, but it's also, it says over here, it's in Baba Metziah. Okay, it says, safek Bechorot. If you have a doubt of a Bechor, the way that Ron explains this, here, the Gemara says, Echad Bechore Adam, Echad Bechore Behema. Whether it's a Bechor of a person, or a bechor of an animal, right? A bechor of a person is a firstborn, which is has to be redeemed from the Kohen, right? Yeah. And a bechor of an animal, the first born from an animal, is also as kedusha. Yeah. So the Ran actually says over here, let's say kegon she yalda zachar nekeva. Let's say a boy and a girl were born. Ve'en yadua eza hotzi rosho rishon. We don't know which one stuck out its head first, so we don't know which one is the bechor. So it's safek bechor. So the Gemara says ben tmea ben tehora, whether it's a non kosher or a kosher animal. The person who is taking the money away from his friend, he has to bring a proof. Meaning, the way the Mefaresh explains, a Kohen who wants to take the money from this person, that he's redeeming the Bechor from, so the Kohen has to bring a proof that this is the Bechor. So that's what the Gemara is saying. V'tani Allah, the Gemara says, it was taught on that case. V'asurim, begiza, v'avoda. Those animals, we know that a Bechor you're not allowed to take benefit of. It's asur b'hana'a. You're not allowed to go and cut its wool off, take it, shear its wool off, or you can't benefit from having the animal work, having to do avodah. So over here it says also, it's asur, even though it's a safek, it says asur begiza, you can't shear the wool, and avodah, and any service. So what do you see? In a case of safek, what are we saying over here? We're ruling stringently. So look at the Mefarish explains, v'asur begiza v'avodah, afal bid lo hayav vaday, even though it's not a for sure. Alma, safek kodashim lechumra. A safek by kodesh, we rule stringently. V'asurim begizav avodah v'hechi matzina le'okmal k'Rabbi Elazar. How can we find Rabbi Elazar's opinion? V'ha'amar Rabbi Elazar lo hikdish et ha'koi d'safek kodashim le'kula. Rabbi Elazar said by the case of the koi, it's not considered consecrated. Because we said safek, we rule leniently. Over here we're saying Rabbi Elazar's opinion, right? He holds that it's safek in this case would be lechumra, to be stringently, not to be leniently. So how can we explain that? So Amar Le, he responded, Amai kamidamit kedusha haba me'alea lekedushat haba bidei adam. How are you comparing a case of something that has kedusha, it comes on its own, versus something that kedusha comes as a result of person? What does that mean? The kedusha of a bechor animal, it comes automatically. Bechor, firstborn animal, it has kedusha, automatic. Whereas the aspect of you consecrating an animal, and it's a safek if the koi is included in that or not, you're causing the animal to have kedusha. Versus the case of the bechor, which already has kedusha automatically. How can you compare these two cases? They're not the same type of case. Ela ikashya hakashya. Rather, if you want to ask a good question, this is a good question you should ask. Safek mashkin li tameh. If you have safek, if this drink is tameh, what do we say tameh? We say it is tameh. Li tameh acherim, but will that drink make other drinks tameh? Tahor. We say no, it will not make other drinks tameh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chen haya Rabbi Elazar omer kidvarav, and Rabbi Elazar would agree with him. He would say the same thing. So the Gemara says, yisvira le Rabbi Elazar li tameh tameh. Does Rabbi Elazar really hold that a drink, that we have a safek if it's tameh or not, a liquid, we have a safek, we rule that it's tameh. Does he really hold like that? V'ha atanya, we have a braita. The braita says, Rabbi Elazar omer, Rabbi Elazar holds, ein tumah lamashkin kol ikar. Rabbi Elazar holds that mid deoraita there is no tum'ah, there is no impurity for any liquid. A liquid cannot contain or abstain, receive any impurity according to Torah law. Only midrabanan. So how can you say over here that he holds that a safek we rule stringently? If it's safek midrabanan, rule leniently. So the Gemara says, teda, you should know, sha'are ha'idr Yosef ben Yo'ezer testified, ish sereda, the man of sereda, where do we see his name?
Pirgavon,
very good, in the beginning, the first part. So, al ayal kamsa dachan, he ruled about this certain type of grasshopper that is tahor, it's pure. Val mashkin bed mitlachaya dachan, and on the liquids that come from the slaughterhouse that are also tahor. So, he holds, meaning, how can you say that Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that holds that this drink out of safek, if it's tameh, we say it's tameh, he holds that there's no tumami deoraita for liquids. And this is a proof to it. He says that even the drinks, the blood or whatever from the slaughterhouse, the liquids from the slaughterhouse, even that mideoraita doesn't receive impurity. So how can you say it does? So the Gemara says, Hanicha leShmuel. It makes sense according to the opinion of Shmuel. The Amar Dachan, that he says, what does it mean pure? Militameh acherim. For making other things impure. Aval, but tumat atzman yesh bahen. But it still is impure itself. It just doesn't make other things impure. That would make sense, because that's how Rabbi Elazar would agree that it is tameh itself. Safek, it would become tameh. But it doesn't make other things tameh. But according to the other opinion, the Rav, according to Rav, who holds the Amar Dachan Mamash, it's completely pure. There is no impure status whatsoever. Ma'ika lemeimar. What would you say then? How can you explain the contradiction over here then? Rav would explain, according to Torah law, there's no biblical tum'ah for liquid. So how can you say there is? She'ela ha'Rabbi Yehuda v'ha'Rabbi Shimon. We must say the contradiction is not between Rabbi Elazar and Tana Kama. The contradiction is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the contradiction, Detanya? As the Baraita says, Hareni Nazir. He says, I'm here by a Nazir. Im yesh bekeri hazeh me'akor. He says, if in this pile of grain, there is 100 kores, a lot of grain. If there is 100 kores in this pile, I'm here by a nazir. V'halach u'matzeu matzao shenignav o she'avad. And they went and they saw that all of a sudden the grain was stolen or was lost. So he doesn't know. Does he become a nazir or not? Can't count it now. So Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says he's permitted. Safek lahatir. Rabbi Shimon osen. Rabbi Shimon says no, we rule safek to be stringent. This is the same machloket as our Mishnah. If we say, Stam, Neder, you're stringent, that's Rabbi Shimon. Stam, Neder, you're lenient, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, V'ramid Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you ask, contrast one opinion of Rabbi Yehuda on another and ask a question. It says, Mi amar Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say, Lo me'ayel inish nafshe l'sveika, that a person does not put himself in a case of prohibition by a case of doubt? Does a person not do that? Or Mini, we have a contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda omer, if you remember this, you can tell me. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma. We said that if someone says Stam Truma, that this generally is because this is upon me like Truma. What did we say? Biyuda Asura. In the city of Yehuda, it's Asura. Why?
Everybody knows what it is.
Right. There is in Yehuda, they live close to Yerushalayim. So we said, so there's a Safek over there. If it's talking about Truma Talishka, or it's talking about Truma of the Goren. So if it was Truma Talishka, it's Devar HaNadur. So we don't know. Out of Safek, we say that we'll rule stringently and we say it's Asura. Whereas,
Begalil
Muteret, we said in Galil it's Muteret, it's permitted, that object. Why? Because over there, they're not close to Yerushalayim. They're not familiar with Truma Talishka. So therefore, when they call something Truma, they're talking about the regular Truma, and that's something Devar HaAsur. So therefore, this object wouldn't become Asur to him, because only make a neder on Devar HaNador would become Asur to him. So that's why it would be permitted. But what do we see? She'en Anshe Galil makirin et Trumat HaLishka, because the people of Galil did not recognize the Trumat HaLishka. They didn't know about it because they didn't live close to Yerushalayim. So what can you imply from there? You can imply Ta'ama De'en Makirin. The reason why in Anshe Galil it's permitted is because they don't recognize, they're not familiar with the Trumat HaLishka that would give the half a shekels. Whereas Hamakirin, if they did recognize, then Asurin, then it would be considered forbidden for Galil as well. Meaning if they were familiar with what Trumat HaLishka was, we would rule that Safek to be stringently. So how can we say that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a person does not put himself in the case of doubt? Over here, we're making an implication, and look at the Mefarash, he explains as well. Va'afa gav de bistam neder, even though in the case of Stam Neder, v'safek ibi Trumat HaLishka, ibi Trumat HaGoren, if it's a safek, which type of truma he's talking about, he puts himself in a case of doubt. the Amrinan al dat churma talishkan nadar. We say maybe he's talking about the churma of the chamber, and therefore it would be asur to him. Still, we make this implication over here that it would be asur. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a person could put himself in a case of doubt. If they were familiar with Churma Talishka, and he said, this object should be upon me like Churma, so that would be a suffix, and we would rule stringently. So how can Rabbi Yehuda be of the opinion that it's permitted over here in this case? In the case of, if a person comes and says, I should be a Nazir, if this is has 100 kor, and it got stolen, and we can't count it, that's a suffix also. Why should that be any different than our case? So the Gemara says, Amar Ava, Gabay Kiri, by the case of the pile of grain, Kasavar, he holds, Kol she sveko chamor mi vadai. Any time a case where the doubtful situation of that case is stricter than the for sure situation of that case. Well, I'll explain what that means. Lo me'ayel nafshe de sveka. A person would not put himself in a case of doubt in that case. What does that mean? Look, the Gemara explains. De ilo gabe nazir, by a case of nazir vadai, someone who is a for sure nazir, migaleach umevi korban. When his 30 days are finished, he shaves and he brings a korban. Vin echal, and it can be eaten. Whereas, is a girsa over here? What's the girsa? No, nothing. Okay. Vin echal asveko, and it is eaten on his. Vin echal. That's what the girsa is. Ve asveko, it adds a vav. Ve asveko, and on somebody's doubt. If somebody is a nazir out of doubt, lo matzim megalech. He's not able to shave. He's not allowed to shave after those 30 days. Look at the mefarish. The mefarish, I think, explains this. There's a leniency. At the end of this 30 days, he can shave, he brings his korban, and it can be eaten. By a case of a doubtful nazir, let's say he said, I'll be a nazir if there's 100 kor of wheat. And then it got stolen, so you can't count it. He can't shave. He can only shave based on the korban that he brings. He brings a korban, then he can shave. V'hal lo matzela etuye korban. He cannot bring a korban, this safek nazir. Why? The dilma lo nazir hu. Maybe he's not a nazir at all. So he can't bring a korban. V'kam maiti chulin la'azaran. Then he's bringing chulin into the courtyard, which is asur. Hilkach lo ma'ayel nafshe v'hai sveka. So therefore, a person would not put himself in a case of doubt over there. Meaning, if I am not going to be able to count this pile of grain, I'm not putting myself in the case of doubt to be a nazir. Only if I know for sure that I can count it. Because the case of safek is even stricter than the case of vadai. Somebody who's a vadai nazir, he can shave after 30 days. The guy who's a safek nazir, he can't shave anymore. Because he can't bring a korban. Very good. So that's why he holds of that opinion. That's why it would be different. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds by the keri, who rules leniently. So the Gemara says, Amar le Ravuna bar Yehuda le Rava. Ravuna says to Rava, Amar, somebody says, Hareni Nazir Olam, I'm a Nazir forever, permanently. My, what's the case then? Chamor, I don't know why somebody would make such a neder, but he becomes a Nazir forever. So what's the case then? So the Ran says,
he can't say Kiddush ever in his life.
On the same condition that there's 100
cores
of wheat.
Oh, very good. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Amar the Braita that we just saw, if somebody says, I'm a Nazir, if there's 100 core of wheat here, Stama Tanya, it was taught Stam. V'yesh b'mashma, afilo Nazir Olam. And we would think that even a permanent Nazir, V'afilo hachi sharei Rabbi Yehuda, and still Rabbi Yehuda says, if somebody says, I will become a permanent Nazir, if there's 100 core, still, if we can't count it, Rabbi Yehuda says permitted. Afal pisha ein sveko chamor, even though the doubtful case now is not stricter than the permanent case now. Dehav vadai nami lo matzim egalech. The guy who's a vadai, the permanent one, he's not able to shave either because he says, I will hereby become a permanent nazir.
But don't they shave once a year?
You're jumping the gun. Hold on. Sorry. Let's. We have a guy. We said first that only situation Rabbi Yehuda would be lenient is if the safek nazir has more stringency than the vadai nazir.
Right.
So that's why in the case of safek, we would say he would not put himself in the case of doubt. And when he said, I'll hereby become a nazir, if there's 100 kor of grain and he can't count it, he's not a nazir. But now, what happens if the person said, I am hereby a permanent nazir, if there's 100 kor, and then he can't count it? Still, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says permitted. He does not have to become a nazir. But now, take the situation. Safek and vadai, it's the same thing now. A safek can't shave. And a vadai also in this situation, a vadai nazir can't shave either because he says, I'm hereby becoming a nazir permanently.
Right.
A permanent nazir can't shave either because he can never shave. He's a nazir forever.
And then he never brings korban?
Oh, let's see. So let's see what happens. So the Gemara asks on that. The Gemara says, Amar Le, he says, Nazir Olam Nami Sfeko Chamur Mivadai. Even somebody who says to become a permanent Nazir, the Safek is still stricter than the Vadai of Nazir. How so? The Ilu Vadai, a person who's a for sure Nazir, he can Hichbid Sa'aro Mekil Betar. If somebody, his hair gets very, very long, he can, it's a special leniency, he's allowed to take a razor and trim the hair. He's allowed to trim his hair. Whereas, and umevi shalosh behemot, and he brings three behemot, the three animals as a sacrifice. Ve'ilu sveko, but the guy who is a safek, lo, he's not allowed to. He's never allowed to shave. So still, the guy who is vadai, even though he said permanently, if his hair gets very heavy and very long and it's very hard to live, he can trim it. But the guy who is a safek, he can never shave. He's a safek. I don't know, am I nazir, am I not? I can never bring a korban, so I can never shave. That safek is still stricter, and so that's why Rabbi Yehuda says he would not put himself in a case of doubt, and that's why he's permitted. Last case. Amar hareni nazir Shimshon mai. If somebody comes and says, I'm hereby a nazir of like Shimshon.
What's the difference in English or
because nazir Shimshon even cannot trim with a razor. He can never trim. Yeah, that's what the Ran says. Look at the Ran. Afilo vaday lo matzim egalech betar. Even if he's a for sure Nazir, he can never shave with a razor. Exactly. So Mai.
That was what I told him.
Again,
right? Exactly. Yeah, so Mai, what's the case there? Amar le Nazir Shimshon lo tanya. He said the case of Nazir Shimshon wasn't taught in the Beraita. That wasn't what's taught. So the Gemara says, Amar le veha amar Ravada Barahava. Ravada Barahava taught Tanya Nazir Shimshon. It teaches in the Beraita the case of Nazir Shimshon. How can you say it's not taught in the Beraita? It is taught in the Beraita. So the Gemara says, Amar le, itanya tanya. Okay, fine, you're right. If it was on the Beraita, it was on the Beraita. And you have a good question. The Gemara says, what? That can't be an answer. So the Gemara gives another answer. Rashi Amar, Ravashi says, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfonhi. That opinion of Nazir Shimshon was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. How do we know that? Let's see. The Tanya, the Beraita says, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. This is the case. The case is the following. The case is, if let's say somebody comes and says, I hereby become a Nazir if this person coming towards us is a Nazir. And the other person says, I'll be a Nazir if the person coming towards us is not a Nazir. Playing like a bet on the guy coming towards them. And the guy, I think the Mefarish explains, the guy doesn't show up. He runs away. Or whatever happens. Here, let's see the Mefarish. Ein echad mehem nazir. Here, Baraita the Kerim the material Rabbi Yehuda was having Nazir. Ein echad mehem nazir. Shnayim shayu omdin ve'amar echad harin nazir im ze ish ploni sheba kenegdo. Ve'idach amar harin nazir im enohu. They come and they're making argument. I'll be a nazir if he's a nazir. I'll be a nazir if he's not a nazir. Okay. So now what happens? So Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein echad mehem nazir. Neither of them would become a nazir. Why? Even if let's say the guy comes and they find out who he is. If he's a Nazir or not, because at the time that they made the neder, it wasn't clear. That's what the Mefarish says. So that's what he's clear. And a Nazir is only, you can only become a Nazir if you say your neder out of clarity, complete clarity. I'll be a Nazir because this person is not a Nazir. I'll be a Nazir for this reason, and it's clear that it's that. You don't know if this person is a Nazir or not, maybe. So your neder of becoming a Nazir doesn't count in that case.
There's an if over there, it doesn't count.
Right. If, exactly.
No ifs and buts.
Yep. Exactly. So the Gemara says, this opinion was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but it was in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. It's not Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion. And that's how you'd explain the contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda is not stating this himself. He's stating this in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Okay?
So,
one second.
How the courts of it is a Nazir.
Well, look at the Mefarash. She says, L'shelon nitna nezirut elal hafla'a. Debainan bishat shenadar sheyeh yodea ihave nazir. You need to know at the time you make the neder if this person is a nazir or not. And if not, if you don't know, it's not considered becoming fulfilling your neder because you're not sure. It's not clear. So therefore, also this guy doesn't know. How does he know how much kor of wheat there is over here? He doesn't know how much there is. Since he doesn't know, his neder doesn't take effect because it's not. You don't know.
Rabbi Yehuda
said,
if he counts,
he can't count it. He got lost.
No, let's say that he counts.
Well,
okay.
If he counts,
okay. So the Gemara is saying a different opinion. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, right. That's saying that if a person makes a neder on something of a nazir, saying on something that's not clear, and only it's based on an if, that would not be making him into a nazir. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi." If that's the case, My iriyash and nignav osha avad. So if that's the case, this is your question. What's the difference if it gets stolen or lost? Even if it's there and we can count it, because his neder was made on something that's not clear, it's not clear, so therefore it's not a nazir. No matter if there is or not. Even if there is 100 kor, he shouldn't become a nazir because it's not clear. So the Gemara says, Ela, it must be coming to teach us a lesson. It's coming to teach us the strength of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the af al gav de nignav osha avad, even if it gets stolen or lost, kasavar me'ayel inish nafshe l'sveka. He holds that even in that case, a person puts himself in a situation of doubt. A person would put himself in a situation of doubt. So even if it gets lost, he would still hold that you have to rule stringently, Rabbi Shimon, and say that you have to uphold yourself in case of nazir. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, really it doesn't make a difference if it's there or not, because Rabbi Yehuda holds if it's not clear, it's not a neder, and he's not a nazir. So even if they count and it's there, he's not a nazir. According to Rabbi Shimon says that you become a nazir. He's saying in the case, even if it's a doubt, where the core is not there, the wheat was taken away and it's not there anymore, he says still in that case, a person would put himself in a doubt in that situation, and he becomes a nazir, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Okay, we started on 18b, at the bottom of the page, we started on the Gemara, we had a contradiction. We said, stam nezirut lehakel. But our Mishnah said, stam nezirut lehachmir. So then we went back and forth trying to give an answer. We thought at first, part number one was maybe it's a machloket between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, and we were docheda, and we said, no, that cannot be the machloket. And then we brought another case, and we talked about this case of if a person comes and says, Harini Nazir, if there's 100 kor over here, and then it gets stolen. So we thought that maybe the machloket is over there between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says he's permitted, he's not a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says he is a Nazir. And then we tried to deflect that as well multiple times, and what we got to at the end was understanding that really, we had a couple contradictions on Rabbi Yehuda, and we said that really Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is even if it doesn't get stolen, even if it's still there, and you can count it, because you made a neder to become a nazir on something that's not clear, it's not considered a nazir. And really the reason why it's stolen or lost is to teach us the strength of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that even if it gets stolen or lost, Rabbi Shimon still upholds his opinion that a person would put himself in a situation of doubt, and therefore in that case he would have to be machmir according to Rabbi Shimon to be a nazir. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen v'Amen.